Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The Hustler Fast Track mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track premium zero-turn mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
The cattle futures were slightly higher to finish the day following a couple of weeks of a lot of volatility. Today was a relatively quiet day with the feeder cattle only having about a $2.50 to $3 range. And then the live cattle a little bit less than $2 from the low to the high. So we're really here midweek, like I said, a really quiet range. Now we did have some live cattle cash trade early in the day. Looks like around 134 is going to be the cash this week, which would be $3 to $4 lower than where we traded last week. Last week was about 138. Of course, the week before that, even higher. But a little bit lower here. We're still at a premium, though, to the June futures contract. The June futures are 122.77 on the live cattle. That was up 87. We did have some 2 to 4 week out delivery cattle, which were around the 130 to 131 level trade. So that's even a premium, which those are in the month of June at this point. So still at a premium to where the June is. And box beef was actually lower today, 57 cents lower on choice at 249.31, select 222.97, down $1.42. Choice select spread continues to widen. It's $26.34, which I believe is the widest it's been in recent memory. So overall, the cattle's quiet today compared to what we've seen, but a little bit higher.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures market here was 3 to 4 cents higher on the wheat. So what a welcome rally that is. July Kansas City up 3 3/4 cents at 4.28 1/4. Now harvest is occurring in North Texas and Southern Oklahoma, at least before the rainfall that was received overnight. Yields haven't been all that impressive, maybe average to a little bit below average from what I've heard from the fields that have been cut. But to this recent weather here is going to slow us down a little bit, and that could jeopardize what good wheat we do have is the clock's ticking on the good wheat with the rainfall and other weather. Of course, there's a lot of hail around the country that could also impact it. Usually, hail doesn't make a huge price impact because it is not a very widespread area. But any way you look at it, today wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher. There was talk of Egypt in the market to buy some optional origin wheat. Could buy it from the United States. We're pretty fair priced globally on the wheat market. Corn and beans were mixed. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher. Beans were steady to one lower. The U.S. dollar today was down sharply, down about 53 points, which provides an overall fundamental support to the export market, which we export a lot of grains.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.